Recording 8B. You will hear a tour guide talking to some tourists about the town of Medbury. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You will hear the recording twice.
As you can see from the signs, this was Medbury's old cheese market. It's been a market since 1540. Country people used to bring cheese and butter and things here to sell. But since 1970, we've had the supermarkets, of course, and so this has been a craft market since 1982. If you want to take presents home, there are plenty of things to choose from, like these hand-painted T-shirts or those traditional baskets. But personally, I'd advise you to look first at the stall over there selling jewellery. You really won't find anything like it anywhere else. Now, this town was also well known for its leather goods, especially shoes. That long building over there was the factory where they were made. It's become a museum because most of the shoes we buy now are made abroad. There'll be time to go and look round it if you want to, and it's quite interesting actually. If you need to change some money before you go shopping, you'll find a bank over there beside the cinema. If that one's busy, there's another one, but it's a few minutes' walk. It's opposite the park. We'll meet at 4:30. We're taking the coach back to London today, as we want to visit somewhere else on the way back. But if you come here again from London, the quickest way to get here is by train. The station is just down the road. You can just see the taxi rank outside. There's a kiosk in the centre of the market here where you can get information about the town. Do go and ask some questions. If you want a map, there's a newsagent over there. And just behind the town hall is a very nice cafe. OK then, have a good afternoon and I'll see you here at 4:30.
Now listen again.
As you can see from the signs, this was Medbury's old cheese market. It's been a market since 1540. Country people used to bring cheese and butter and things here to sell. But since 1970, we've had the supermarkets, of course, and so this has been a craft market since 1982. If you want to take presents home, there are plenty of things to choose from, like these hand-painted T-shirts or those traditional baskets. But personally, I'd advise you to look first at the stall over there selling jewellery. You really won't find anything like it anywhere else. Now, this town was also well known for its leather goods, especially shoes. That long building over there was the factory where they were made. It's become a museum because most of the shoes we buy now are made abroad. There'll be time to go and look round it if you want to, and it's quite interesting actually. If you need to change some money before you go shopping, you'll find a bank over there beside the cinema. If that one's busy, there's another one, but it's a few minutes' walk. It's opposite the park. We'll meet at 4:30. We're taking the coach back to London today, as we want to visit somewhere else on the way back. But if you come here again from London, the quickest way to get here is by train. The station is just down the road. You can just see the taxi rank outside. There's a kiosk in the centre of the market here where you can get information about the town. Do go and ask some questions. If you want a map, there's a newsagent over there. And just behind the town hall is a very nice cafe. OK then, have a good afternoon and I'll see you here at 4:30.